You're listening to the audio production of Becoming Homeschoolers. Give your kids a great education, a strong family, and a life they'll thank you for later, by Monica Swanson. Published by Zondervan and read by the author. Foreword written and read by Sarah Molitor. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains useful resources and will be referred to throughout as the enhancement.
Forward. It's 1:35 p.m. My three littles are down for naps, and my four olders are playing games and running around outside. I'm pretty sure they took their metal detector and are finding treasures together. At any given moment, I'm bound to hear the door burst open and a bunch of voices in unison saying, "Mom, look what we found," or "You will never believe this," while also clamoring for a snack. They finished school around 11:30 a.m. today, right in time for lunch, which is what I usually aim for. I say usually because every day is different and we have flexibility. What a gift, I keep thinking. That thought has been in my head for 6 years now, but it settles deeper within me with each year of our homeschooling journey. What first felt daunting now feels more comfortable. I remember the night before my oldest started first grade. I was reading over my teacher manual, and it suddenly became overwhelming. I looked at my husband, slightly panicked, and said, "Babe, we aren't in kindergarten anymore." But after we completed that first week, I realized it wasn't what my fears had made it out to be. It was still fun. And guess what? The fun continues. Years later, I can now keep us on pace and organized, but also know when we need to switch things up in our days or change how we organize our weeks and work together. Ah, flexibility. It's my favorite word for our family and one good gift of homeschooling. I could list so many more homeschooling favorites, but luckily, as you turn these next pages, you'll quickly find that Monica has already done that. This entire book is a gift to the homeschooling world. What she shares is offered in such an encouraging and effectively loving way. She nails it over and over again. And that's Monica to a T. I've been on the encouraging end of her texts, emails, talks, and books. And whew, you are in for a treat if you haven't experienced that before. This book is well worth your time. And not just because of Monica's kindness and natural ability to share her life and wisdom with those of us who need it. That's a bonus. But also because of her ability to tackle a topic in such a compelling way that will have you walking away feeling built up and ready to take on the task and gift that is homeschooling. I'm laughing to myself because I'm barely knee-deep in homeschooling and have learned so much, but I still have so much to learn. But you know what? I'm excited because the more I read Becoming Homeschoolers, the more I gleaned from Monica. It's like having the benefit of a close friend who walked out a whole path ahead of me and is now gracefully and fully sharing all her secrets and wisdom and learning with me because she cares for me. Yes, that's what this book is, and that's who Monica is. I don't know what I anticipated when we started homeschooling. Whatever I thought I would get, I got a lot of other things, as Monica says. I feel that sentiment deeply. There are so many things homeschooling is and will be for us. So many unexpected joys in the journey. As you dip your toes into this world of homeschooling, a world that may initially bring fears and doubts, I believe those will be quickly replaced by joys and shouts. Because with this journey, you'll get a lot of other really great things you didn't expect. What an opportunity we have and what a gift it is. I truly believe that homeschooling allows us to pour into our kids the foundations and values of who God calls them to be, which is a clear way of directing them onto the right path, just as Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6 encourages. Direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Another passage I love is Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. God had just given the Ten Commandments to Moses and says, "You must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I am giving you today. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are on the road, when you are going to bed and when you are getting up." Wow. These are solid biblical encouragements that, one,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?